Welcome to your weekly Salem History Moment. This program is brought to you by your local Salem Historic Landmarks Commission and focuses on the people, places, and events in Salem's past. This is Kimberly Fitzgerald. The Oregon State Fair started last week on the 22nd of August, and this will be the 163rd year it has been held in Salem. Interestingly, the first state fair was not actually in Salem, but up north near Oregon City. The Oregon Agricultural Society was formed in 1860, and it initially was comprised of members from 9 Oregon County Agricultural Societies and 10 County Oregon Fruit Grower Association members. And they chose that the location of the first state fair would be on the grounds of the Abernathy residence on the east bank of the Willamette River near Oregon City. And this ground held their first state fair in Oregon the following year in 1861. George Abernathy, if you don't know, he was the first provisional governor of the Oregon country from 1845 to 1849. And this property where his pioneer home was is marked by a historical marker there on the east bank of the Willamette River. And it's near the I-205 bridge if you want to go try and find it. The September 23, 1861 Weekly Oregon Statesman published an article about the first fair, advertising that it would be held from October 1st through the 4th. And the article, they invited farmers in the community to bring their livestock and other goods to show other Oregonians. The article went on to explain that a mile-long track had been prepared for horse trotting with a prize of $50 offered for the best trotter that was over 3 years old. The fare for riding the steamboats between Portland and Oregon City was reduced to one half to encourage attendance. There was also a boat that came up from Salem. And the author of this article wrote, "Everything seems to indicate a success in this first effort for a state agricultural fair, and it behooves the farmers and citizens generally to be on hand to move forward the interest of agriculture and the other arts." So while this first fair was generally a success, they did have issues with flooding in certain areas at this location because the fair was so close to the river. And the Weekly Oregonian reported on June 28, 1862, that this association, the Agricultural Association managers for the Oregon State Agricultural Society, voted to change the location of the fair for the following year. They voted to hold the second state fair at the fairgrounds of the Marion County Society, and they wanted it to be at the same general time, the first Wednesday in October, for 4 days. And it was a success, and they didn't have the issues with flooding at the location there at the Marion County Society fairgrounds. And this is what became the Oregon State Fairgrounds. It was subsequently selected as the permanent location for the Oregon State Fair, and this is where it's been held ever since. Now you can see there are three historic buildings on the fairgrounds today. One includes the Criterion Schoolhouse, and then there's also the Horse Stadium and the Poultry Building. The Criterion Schoolhouse is a historic 1912 one-room school that was moved from Wasco County, Oregon in 1976 to help celebrate the U.S. Bicentennial celebration. And it serves as a model for Oregon's public education history, and it has been recognized on the National Schoolhouse Historic Register, and it was also listed last year as a Salem Local Historic Landmark. If you haven't been, I encourage you to do so. The schoolhouse is open during the fair. It's the only time it's open, and they have activities, especially for kids, and you get to see what it would have been like to be in a one-room schoolhouse. In 2019, the Oregon State Legislature adopted House Bill 5005, which authorized funding for the restoration of both the Horse Stadium and the Poultry Building at the Oregon State Fairgrounds. And these buildings are both on the National Register of Historic Places. And this funding helped to ensure that these buildings would be stabilized and restored. The Horse Stadium is a large brick structure with arched bays and a two-tiered clerestory, which are windows, which allow natural light and ventilation into the large building. It was constructed in 1918 and opened for that year's state fair. The unique thing about this building was the stadium's roof truss system. So it allowed the center ring to be free of structural supports. And at the time it was built, it was the largest spanned roof on the Pacific coast. The poultry building first opened in 1921 for that state fair. And it was described at the time as magnificent and modern. And it has a really lovely Spanish colonial revival style of architecture, which is one of my favorites. The walls are comprised of structural terracotta tile coated with stucco. And the exterior is decorated with roosters, which originally also served the purpose of holding flags above the main entry to the building. As I mentioned, this year's fair will be the 163rd year it has been held in Salem, and it will run through September 1st. For more information, please visit OregonStateFair.org. Thanks for joining us for a Salem History Moment. For more information about Salem's Historic Landmarks Commission and our Historic Preservation Program, please visit cityofsalem.net.